Scott Furch is Owatonna's bowling coach, and Owatonna bowling has a great strong tradition and highlighted right now and in recent years by some bowlers going on to compete collegiately and land some scholarships, and that comes up right now because Dakota Savoy has just signed a letter to compete with Waldorf, so that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and the tradition is there. Owatonna bowling has a great history, doesn't it?
Yes. Minnesota High School Bowling started in Owatonna in 1983, and we have been to the state tournament numerous times, and we have seven bowlers that are elite status nationally that came through the program, and they've won many, many tournaments and big tournaments, and they're sponsored by bowling ball manufacturers.
Dakota Savoy, tell me a little bit about him and how it works out for him to land a scholarship to go to Waldorf.
Well, Dakota is a very determined bowler, and he wants to be the very best at what he's done because of our history. He's part of it, but he just wants to be one of the elite bowlers, and he's such a good kid, and he's highly coachable, so that helps him get to that next level, and he's got a good sense of humor also, because you're going to make lots of mistakes, that's what happens in sports, and you learn from them, and you just got to shrug them off and keep persevering. And he's been an expert at that.
How many guys and how many girls, with the idea the seasons are separate?
We have...
Play for Owatonna, obviously, yeah. I'm referring to.
In our co-ed season, it's probably about 20 bowlers that we have. We have a varsity and two JV teams, and we also have a JJV team, which is 4th, 5th, and 6th graders.
Oh, wow.
High school is 7th through 12th graders.
Okay.
So our kids, by the time they're eligible for high school bowling, they already know the program, and they've already got the fundamentals down, and most of them have the drive. They're ready to roll.
Okay. You said co-ed, but are the seasons kind of separate, or one follow
separate,
the other?
Correct. There's a co-ed season, and that's from the first week in August up until the first week in December. And then, right after that, the girls' season starts second week in December, and that goes until the last week in April.
Okay.
And then with the girls, we have 6 to 8 girls on the team for that.
Okay.
And then with high school bowling, for those that are not familiar with that, it's the Baker style, like in college, so it takes a minimum of 5 bowlers to bowl a game. So the bowler that bowls the first frame bowls the 6th frame, the second frame bowler bowls the 7th frame, and so forth. And you can have up to 8 on your team on the roster for substitutions.
Okay.
So it's a total team effort.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not one person rolling his score or her score. It's a team game.
Correct. They have to work together to achieve their goals.
Okay. All right. Anything else to mention? I guess this Saturday you've got the conference tournament going on right here in Owatonna.
Correct. We have the conference tournament for the South Central Conference, and the winner gets a go right to the state tournament, which is December 1st, and then the second place team gets to go to the Minnesota qualifying tournament, and they get a chance to be one of the 8 teams that come out of that tournament to go to state also.
All right.
And we've traditionally done well at both tournaments.
Well, very cool. And how many teams? How popular of a sport is bowling for high schoolers in Minnesota?
There are approximately 115 teams right now that have varsity teams, and out of them, 85 of them approximately are lettered, and that's our goal too.
I was going to say, and that'd be something Owatonna is striving for, to be a lettered sport.
Correct.
Okay. And you were telling me that college bowling is kind of taking off right now?
College bowling is exploding, and the scholarships are out there for that right now, and Minnesota is the hotbed of the high school bowlers for the colleges all across the nation.
Scott Furch, Owatonna bowling coach, I appreciate your time, and what a great program we've got going on here in Owatonna. Congratulations to you, the team, and to Dakota Savoy as well. Thanks.
Thank you.